Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us on the Cindy Cochran Show. We appreciate it. We are live right now. Yes, we are. And so I guess when people click on this show again and say, "Live, you're not live. You were recorded. This is just recorded." But it was live at one time. It's right now, and you're in part of it. And so lucky you. Okay, so today is the Ask Me Anything. And boys.
I'm watching. I'm on Facebook, guys, and I'll try to do my best to relay. Unless it's a bad question, I'm just going to...
Yeah, we have to filter Dennis.
Certain people.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say any names, but Dennis O'Connor.
I think Dennis asked you out on a date. Last asked me anything.
Who did?
Dennis. I'm pretty sure he was asking you on a date. Do you not check the comments after the video?
Yeah, well, I know what
no,
you said.
You can say no. You don't have to come up with an excuse.
No.
Which is normal. It's just normal. But
yeah.
You know who I had coffee with last Friday?
Who?
Connor.
Halstead?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he was telling me that he, you know how he shifted?
Yeah.
Because whenever the last time he was on the show, and he said he was meeting people downtown. And he wanted to hang out, come see the studio, because he wanted to see all the new stuff we added. And then, of course, everyone in the world forgot it was Good Friday, because all his meetings were canceled. And then I show up here, and they're doing construction right in front of the studio. And they're drilling. If you notice, there's carpet and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. And no one told me that, so we had to cancel all the shows. I was like, oh, let's go get some coffee. So I hung out with him. It was good.
I'm so glad.
So
y'all didn't trash me or anything, did you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Well, I mean, outside the normal line.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure. Yeah, I saw him at church, and I had not talked to him. I didn't tell him anything about Sam or anything. And I saw him, and he said, "So, how's it going? You okay?" I said, "Yeah." And I said, "I'm so sorry that you couldn't be at the." He said, "I didn't know anything about it. You didn't call and tell me anything. Nothing."
You mean the celebration?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said, I didn't know anything about it. So I almost feel like I hurt his feelings because
everyone can get over that.
Yes.
Like, you invited me, but I said, I'm not going to go to that.
Chris was there.
I have to wear the weird shirt. Like, I'm not
no,
doing that.
No, you wouldn't have to wear the weird shirt.
I'm just kidding.
I promise you wouldn't have done that.
But I'm so glad. It was Easter weekend. So, I mean, did everything go great for you? Like, was it the best Easter ever?
No. We ate out. And I told him, I said, I just have no desire to cook anymore. That something happened, snapped after that. Because I don't want to cook. I don't want to. Of course, my kids would be sitting right there saying, wait a minute.
We're still hungry.
When did that happen? We're so hungry. No,
that's
but
what,
I,
that's
I just
what,
don't want to cook.
Well, it's funny that, like, that's what you become when you're the one cooking. Because, like, growing up, my mother always cooked for all six kids. So she always made these huge meals, right? She taught me how to cook. So when I went to college, I was the only one everyone knew that could cook.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the only one who did all the steaks, all the hamburgers, all the pies, all the stuff. And then when I moved out of that, I moved in with my cousin. And I was the only one who knew how to cook. So every time we do anything, I'm the one that they give me the food. Like, here, I bought a steak. Make me a steak.
That's a chick magnet.
It's just also I know how to, you know, cook food.
I mean,
what's hilarious right now is my dad does not know how to cook food. And I was talking to him the other day. My mom's gone for like 2 weeks. She and her sister always go traveling together. And so I cooked a brisket with my buddy, and I made sure to save some brisket for him. And I only gave him like 5 slices. And I go, here you go, Dad. I got you these 5 slices to last you the 2 weeks that you're not, like, you don't know how to cook. So he just uses them sparingly.
Oh, that's so mean. So they had to go out to eat every night.
Well, I mean, it's him. Like, it's just so funny how, like, if you don't learn how to cook, you're kind of stuck.
Well, that's why Samuel does all the cooking. I mean, if we're going to have anything that has meat to do with it, he's cooking it.
Yeah.
And so it's great. Finally, I mean, he'll say stuff like, I'm so tired of cooking. You know, can't we do something else? Cindy's learned how to do DoorDash.
Oh, that's terrible. You're paying like a 40% markup on that.
She said, you know, I have, nobody's cooking, you know, if he doesn't cook, and then I've got to do something.
That's one thing I love though, my timeline now, since being single, I can eat whenever I want.
That's true.
And so now it's just like, I already plan my meals. I'm like, I'm having one meal a day at least, and that's where I already make it. We're good to go.
You're just eating one meal a day?
That's what I'm trying to do, yeah.
That's good. I just got
probably not good, but it's just kind of like the time that is allowed.
You know, snack or anything. It was like long intermittent fasting. Yeah.
So like tomorrow, because you have a show tomorrow, and then I'm working in the morning at the alley. So
Do you want me to bring food tomorrow?
No. See, like, sure? Tomorrow is nice because the guy at the alley makes me a special breakfast burrito, like right when I get there. So it's really, it's so good. He's a good chef.
Oh, before you come over here, you're going to have a breakfast burrito, so you don't.
Yeah,
need
so I was asked to host I guess you would call it the old people's tournament.
It's so hard for you to say old people because you're looking right at me, going, the old people.
Well, tournament. The elder tournament.
I'm probably older than anybody.
It's every Wednesday
there.
If you're 55 or older. I think it's 60. It might be 55 or 60. If it's $60 over, it's $10. You bowl three games, and there's money games during it. So you can get $2 here, 50 cents here. And the owner at 300 asked me to come up there for a couple hours and do the mic work, where you just kind of encourage people. And I've developed a relationship with all of them now. Like, yeah. I know them by their first names.
They all love you.
And it's so much fun. And it's a nice little break during the week to, like, have some fun. And I look forward. Like, I saw a couple of them last night when I bowled with my team, and it was good. Like, now I'm like, hey, James, what's going on? And then, like, how's your wife, Carol? Because Carol's this nice lady I always give a hard time to, because she's one of those people that reacts really big.
Is she the one that said your smile gets you through the day or something?
No, that was another lady. That was inappropriate. A lot of older folks are inappropriate. It's kind of fun.
That's what's great about being older. You don't care.
I think if I remember what she told me was, does your wife get turned on as much as me when you give me that smile?
Right.
And I was sitting there going like, okay, I'm all right with that.
Let me think back on that. Yeah.
And there's a couple other people having fun with it. So when you're there, it's like we're all family in a way. We're all making fun of each other. So
except you're driving those women wild. Oh my goodness!
And the guys, I have a great time with the guys, especially when they start drinking at like noon. I'm like, man, we're already hitting it, huh? He's like, I'm retired. This is my fun day. We start out with bowling.
That's so cute. I think that's great. They can do that. They can sit there and bowl and do that.
Well, you know what's hilarious about it, though, is I'm learning so much through, like, what's going to happen when I get old. And one of my favorite things they do is they don't care about time.
Mm-hmm.
When they want to do something, they're going to do it.
Right.
So, like, my favorite joke I've been playing on them is technically the center doesn't open till 11. Like, it opens at 11. The doors are supposed to open at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't start bowling till 11:30. And I've noticed that they get there at like 10.
I was going to say, I miss an hour.
Oh,
really.
It's like 10. And then when they get there, they think they can come in.
Yeah.
So there were like, one time I drove up and they were just like, I got 30 people around the front door. And I'm going like, I'm just going to sit in my car until someone, like, I pull up right in front of them.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at them and I like wave. And they're like, can you listen? And they want to get in and they want to start bowling. And what I love is we used to do a thing for them is where they just put their names in and they could, it's kind of like we set it up to where like it's open play.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do is just push the red button to start. Well, they would start way before 11:30. And I got mad at them. I was like, here's the deal, guys. Like, if you start before 11:30, you're disqualified from getting the money. because we all have to end around the same time.
Yeah.
And they didn't like that. They got real mad at me. A couple of them were like, well, I mean, I don't care about that. I just want a bowl. I'm like, well, if you want a bowl, we can put you over there on another side of the lane so that you're not part of this tournament.
Ostracized.
Yeah. And then now they give me a hard time about when I get there, because I don't get there every single day at the same time, every Wednesday. And I'm like, I kind of get here when I want to. As long as we're open at 11 o'clock, that's what you need to be worried about.
Right. And I thought they'd want to probably come in, sit down, and start talking about
that. That's what it came down to, is I learned that it takes them longer to get ready. It takes me about 15 to 20 minutes to get ready for bowling, meaning like put my shoes on, clean my ball, adjust everything, go get a drink, and you know, just kind of settle in. But they take a lot longer. So now I let them in when I get there, and I understand.
I love that.
But it's just so funny to me. They don't care. They're like, I'm going to start. They don't care.
I think they're so cute. I love that. Well, I wanted.
Then they complain like the snack bar's not open. I'm like, yeah, we don't open till 11. like he's getting ready. He's getting things ready at the snack bar. And like every time you go up there to get an iced tea, you're interrupting him getting ready to serve you food. So I told the snack bar guy, I was like, Clint, just put a sign up. It's like not open till 11. That way they understand. Like they'll probably forget it every week.
That's exactly right. I'm sure that they will.
But yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Okay, so tomorrow is Andrew's coming.
Yeah, is that tomorrow?
It's Wednesday.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, Thursday, Andrew's coming.
So to Andrew. Okay, now I'm understanding what you're saying. Okay. Hopefully, Andrew from Audience of One will be here tomorrow.
He better be.
You're really, I told you, he works. So it's like, hey, I might be able to, like, he goes, I can come, but then if something comes up at work, can't, because he works remotely in a sense.
Yeah.
So if he gets that phone call at like 9 a.m., hey, we have a meeting at 2, well, there you go. But he'll try to
priorities.
He loves your show. So.
He does.
Yeah.
He's so smart. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think that, and so perceptive. But because I think he needs to be rewarded for them listening, and he and Dennis ask us questions. Otherwise, you think there's only two people listening, because
there's a lot more than you think. I told you we had 11,000 podcast downloads. I think it was the end. It's like right when we got back. I got back from South by in a week. So it's now we're hitting that mark every week. We're hitting 10,000 to 11,000 downloads.
So
podcasts.
We did better while we were
gone.
Being
yeah.
recorded.
Yeah.
And then people playing this. Well, did you play just the same?
Well, that's on the FM. That's a different stat.
Huh?
That's a different stat.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Do you know what podcasts are, Cindy?
Yes, I understand.
I don't think you do.
Oh. Yes, there's so much I've forgotten. I have forgotten more than you'll ever know.
Well, me too.
I don't think that was right.
Me too. I forget things all the time.
You do?
Well, my worst habit, I think, right now is keeping dates, like writing down the dates for important things, like birthdays. It's like right now, and you have that weird feeling like, oh, I have like 5 things to do this month. What were they again? And then now I'm like, oh, I need to start paying attention to this stuff, because I have my niece's birthday coming up. I'm going back to Austin for the South by Southwest volunteer thank you event they do for all the volunteers.
Oh, good.
And then there's another important thing I have to do. I don't know what it is, but I don't know what weekend. I don't know if they're all on the same weekend or if it's something.
It was
that,
doing my card. That was it.
Doing your card?
My card. My card. You're working on my card.
Oh, okay. Well, just email me that and I can do that. That's the only way I keep track of things, if people email me.
And tell you.
That way I just go through my emails. I'm like, okay. All right, let's start. But yeah, no, I've developed that really bad habit of not. And that's what, I think AI needs to come help me. I need to get the smart glasses and just talk to it. Like, oh, hey.
Well, you told everybody, all the host, don't text me. You can email me, but don't text me or don't call me. I don't want to talk on the phone, and
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah. And so you made everybody feel like, okay, well, then, fine.
Yeah, don't text me.
You're not going to, but you want to know these things, be reminded of things, but you don't want anybody to text to remind you. That doesn't make sense.
No, I meant more of the dates for like important things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't write it down. So like I had to like literally I wanted to make sure when my niece's birthday party was if I could go. So I had to check that real quick.
Okay.
So I can't go. Too bad.
You can't go to your niece's.
No, I'm going to Austin that weekend.
Oh. You're going to take Austin over your niece's birthday party.
Oh yeah. 100%. You know how many people go to these parties? It's like 40 people go to these parties. I'm not going to be missed. It's not like if I was like the only child and didn't show up for my mom and dad's birthday. I think they'll be all right.
And I bet you the comments you probably make to your nieces, they won't miss them either.
Oh, they love me. So.
They love it?
Oh, they love our
jokes.
Because
you're so cynical.
Oh, they love my jokes.
They love your jokes?
Oh, yeah. We play video games together, and I just trash talk them the whole time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I found a game, and I bought it today. I can't believe I haven't bought a game so long. It's called... I know this, and it's not how to not ever forget another name. No, it's about what are we called when we're old, and our generation was called
senile.
No, it's boomer. Okay, it's boomer.
Boomer.
Yeah, and so it's a game that is old school versus new school.
Okay,
and so there's everybody gets a card, and they ask these questions like, what famous artist bit the head off of a bat?
What?
What famous artist bit the head off of a
bat? Oh, okay.
I bet you
Ozzy Osbourne.
Huh?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes. Okay.
So that's the game? You got a bunch of trivia cards? Is it called Trivia Pursuit?
It's all trivia.
Is it Trivia Pursuit?
It's old world trivia versus new world trivia.
Okay.
And so it just depends on, you know, you see how much you listen to the news or listen to things that's going on. Do you know that we're about to have an Arcadia? Do you know what Arcadia? Zucadia. Not Arcadia. Oh, yeah. Zucadia, what that is?
The bug infestation coming?
Yes, it's coming.
You know,
Did you hear that?
One of the craziest things I've ever encountered was, I think it was the first year I went to Abilene, and they had that. They had their locusts/crickets. And it was so gross, because what they would do is, for some reason, it's like a phenomenon, they would, like, die in the corners of the buildings. Like, if you looked at the building outside, if you looked outside, it'd just be, like, black smut. And you're like, I wonder what that is. And you go up to see it, and it's bugs. And they're, like, dead. I don't know what it is. It's just some weird thing that happens.
Well, it's like how the June bugs, when the June bugs come in at May, and they're not in the right month anyway, and I open the door, and it looked like my sidewalk on my porch was just, like, somebody come smeared mud all over it, and it was all those June bugs. But the cicadas are coming, and it hasn't been this bad since Andrew Jackson was president.
I'm glad we're keeping track of things for that long. That's nice.
You know, it is. But
whose job is that one? You can't just Google search it.
Okay, when was the last time we had a cicada plague? And that's what it kind of sounds like. It's like a plague coming. The plague is coming. And so don't be afraid.
Texas is pretty wild.
It's going to happen. Okay, what happened to the Astros? Oh, my word. I wanted to call Brianna in the middle of the game.
It's typical Astros. Well, what sucks about those first four games is they were close.
Well, you're right.
And it's like typical Astro fashion is they work against each other, and then it's like they always have a strong first five innings, and then it's like something just falls apart, and then they don't have the guns to come back.
And then they came back and they
pitched a no-hitter.
The Blue Jays up, you know, for sure. But pitcher.
That was a fun turn of events for me, though, because yesterday's baseball game, we're at the bowling alley, and we beat the first-place team. So it was really hard. It was ridiculous. So we won.
Your bowling team beat the...
Yeah, first place. The people in first place. And so we get in the car... In the truck, my truck, and we drive back to my buddy's house, and I'm trying to listen to it on 740. Is it 740 KTRH?
740 or 790.
790. We're trying to listen on 790, and the reception's really bad. And I'm like, I can't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, didn't you get Sirius Radio? And I was like, oh, I guess I did. I don't know, like with the new truck. So we find it on the radio, and we're listening to it. And so we listened to the eighth inning. And then as we're pulling up to the house, it's going into the ninth. And then we get out. He's getting out of the car. I'm like, hey, just go turn on the game. I'll get the balls. Like, just go turn it on, get everything set up. And for the life of me, I didn't even think about it. I left my keys in the car, and I left my phone in the car, and I locked my keys in the car. And so apparently you're not supposed to be able to do that, because it's one of those wireless key entry ones, but it was definitely locked. Because my buddy comes back and he's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I think I locked my keys in the car. I don't know how to, and my phone's in there. Like, I don't know why I would lock. I don't know what's going on. If I was in a hurry, I'd be like, well, who cares? Let's go watch the game. So, like, we ran over. We watched the end of the no-hitter, and we watched it. I was like, oh, I'm so glad we're watching this. This is great. And then I was like, but now I got to figure out how to get my car keys out of the car.
Yeah, you left your keys and your phone in the car.
Yeah, because now they have the new tech. You have an app for your phone, so you can unlock the car at least.
With your phone.
But I didn't have my phone because it was in the car. But we look it up online on his phone, and luckily he remembered. He's like, oh, I have a Ford, so I have the app too. Here, log in. And I actually knew my login, and I logged in and unlocked
my
car.
And that's how you...
From his phone. And I was a little scared. I was like, that's kind of crazy that you can just log in and you have access to my car.
Because I can't imagine your eyes if you had to call somebody and they had a Slim Jim and they take that.
Well, no, what's ironic is the spare key is in my bowling bag at the bowling center.
Oh, so he could have driven you over there.
Yeah. But I don't know why I left it in my bowling bag. Because like right when I got the car, I loaded up my bowling bag because I was going on a trip.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what do I do with the spare key? I don't want to leave it in the car. So I was like, what's the closest bag to me that I know I won't lose? I'm like, my bowling bag, of course. So I threw it in there.
Well,
and I still haven't gotten it out, so I need to figure that out.
Maybe you need to give your mom and dad.
But it was a really funny turn of events. It was a fun turn of events because I got to watch the no-hitter, watch the last inning, and it was intense.
Oh, it was. Okay. Well, the last inning, how could it was 10 to nothing.
Yeah, they always go to the ninth inning. They don't have like a run rule.
Oh.
I think the only time they have any rule if it's like a doubleheader. I think they only go to 7 innings if it's a doubleheader.
Oh.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Well, if this guy just came out of
his 8th start as a pitcher in the Major League Baseball.
Okay. I can't believe it. That's so exciting. But why would he let him pitch the whole game? If the score was like that, why wouldn't
That's why. Because you don't want to waste your bullpen.
Well, I know, but you don't want to tire him out to where he can't come back.
Well, he's a starting pitcher, so he'll probably start 7 days from now, 8 days from now. So that's plenty of time to rest.
Well,
plus I'm actually happy that a coach did it, because the way baseball is played now, it's like the main goal for a starting pitcher is to hit that fifth inning and then you take him out.
Yeah.
Like everyone does it. Even if he's pitching like lights out.
Right. Yeah.
So because I remember reading an article last year, was there like there's probably not going to be like barely any no hitters anymore because of that strategy, and the fact that they're training future pitchers to pitch that way. Like you're gonna pitch 5 innings and you're done.
So if they build up enough, you know, energy to
but
go
it also
through the
depends.
Whole game,
well, it also depends on the stupid. They always look at the pitch count. Because I think he almost did a Maddux no-hitter by like 2 pitches, which means he pitched under 100 pitches to pitch a no-hitter.
So they didn't have a closer or anything?
No, he pitched everything.
Yeah.
But like, depending on what kind of pitcher you are, that could be really good. Because like, when you hit like 102 pitches and it was the end of the game, that's pretty dang good. Like, I've seen Verlander get to 100 pitches in like 6 innings, 5 innings.
Man.
Which is nuts, because that's how many balls he threw, how many strikes he threw, how many foul balls.
But that's how they count that? I mean, that's how they count them?
That's how you can kind of tell how the pitcher's doing. Because right when you hit 100, that's when you got to, like, get that guy out of there.
Well, I can't wait to see him.
He's going to be a terrible pitcher from now on.
I can't. No. After that.
That's the Astro way.
That's the Astro way. You know, that's really kind of true. But it's amazing that today they play at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't miss this. I can't believe I slept right all the way through that.
It doesn't surprise me.
Well,
you got to have your coffin time.
I gotta have. I can't conked out. But, Richard, I got put on a new medicine because you know we couldn't find Trulicity anywhere because every
Is that for woman, your diabetes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every woman is out there.
Oh, it's right for the weight loss stuff.
Yeah, they're taking it for weight loss and lying about everything. You know what they why they need it. So
women do those kind of things.
Desperate times. So I called everywhere, you know, and I went out to Porter. I drove to Porter, Texas, because they had an automated call to me saying, we've got your Trulicity, so come on in at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I got there, and they went, oh, that automated thing shouldn't have called you because we don't have it. The truck didn't come in, and we can't find it. And I went, can you pay for the gas that I used to come out here? No, couldn't do it. So anyway, my doctor, I told her how hard it was to find anything for any. So she wrote out a prescription to this HEB way down the Woodlands. And she asked for everything. She asked, I want Ozempic, I want Trulicity, I want everything. Whatever you have, I want that.
Are those drugs like a daily thing for you, or do you only take it when you're like your blood sugar's low?
No, you take it every day. And it's once a week. Just take the shot once a week.
Oh, it's a shot?
Yeah, it's just in your...
So instead of doing insulin every day, you do that?
No, you do insulin and this.
What's
this
that do?
This helps the insulin. Helps. I don't know whether it opens up the arteries larger or whatever it does, but it...
What does it reduce you from doing? Does it say like, oh, you don't have to use as much insulin or...
No.
So you never change your dosage of insulin.
No,
every
you keep that. But what happens is my blood sugar was going up, and so with the Trulicity, it I was like 103 this morning.
What does it do to help you? Does it make you feel better? That's what it comes down to.
Yes.
Okay, so you feel better
and clear. You know, clear. Yeah. I know. I
get
that's it. Hard.
You're a foggy kind of person, so I get it.
It does. And so I was so excited to get it. But she put me on, the only thing that pharmacy had was Bonjuro.
These names are great, by the way.
I
never heard of Bonjuro.
Bonjuro. It comes from some mountain, and I don't know where they, but it's supposed to be the best one for weight loss, which she said, Trulicity is good. But Monjuro is even better for weight loss, and I don't know why. And I said, "Don't tell anybody, please. Don't tell people that, because we'll lose that. You know, nobody will ever have that in stock." And she said, "It's just it's crazy what the women are doing with this stuff." But now
how is it crazy if people are prescribing it?
Well, their doctor they go to their doctor.
It's not
and
like
say,
they're buying it illegally.
No,
so
they're prescribed, but what's in there? What's in this medicine? Well, it's medicine to me. Is it helps keep your blood sugar down? So if you,
yeah, I understand.
But see, what's bad is that these women don't have high blood sugar. They don't have diabetes, so I don't know how that interacts with their blood sugar. Because if you get too low, you can die. I mean, if your blood sugar goes too low, you'd pass out and go into a coma. So
R.I.P. Cindy.
R.I.P. Cindy. But I was...
What's the song we're going to play at your funeral? Is it the
Alanis
Morissette song?
I want you to play...
Or what's that lady's name?
I already wrote it. I wrote this song a long time ago, and I said, this is the song I want to play.
Is it about flapjacks or something?
No, it's about... I can't even sing it. There's a part I can't even sing without crying because it's so...
Okay, let's not say it then. I don't want to deal with you crying.
No. But it is...
Because if you started crying now, I just take that rolly chair and just put you outside.
You're so sweet.
And people,
what a sweetheart.
And people will be like, what's wrong with her? Like, she's in timeout. She's in timeout.
She can't cry. No. But it's going to be... it's going to make everybody there cry. And that's what
so,
I did.
A listener on Facebook, we got Andrew.
Yes. Andrew.
He wants to know, have you ever considered being a greeter at a department store? I can see that.
Now, Walmart, I've considered that. at Walmart a greeter, but I haven't seen a greeter at a department store. Do you? Have you seen one?
I haven't gone to a department store in a long time.
Okay. Well, I would be a good one. I'd also be a good greeter at a restaurant.
No, I think you'd be the perfect perfume lady.
The perfume lady?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, you try it.
That's what they do in the malls, and you'd be so mad, like, what did you just do? You know, because it was
stink. You violated my space.
Yeah. It would stink. And they do that to guys as well. It was fun to watch them do that. I don't think they do anymore because I think it's dangerous. But I was telling you something, and you get me.
It was really interesting. I know it was because you would have remembered it, right? So.
No. I know. Did you know that the Rockets were considered like the hottest team in the NBA?
Yeah, they had like 11 game streak, and then they got beat.
Well, okay, but it was by 1 point, right?
No, I think they got beat pretty bad.
No, they didn't get
against the Mavericks. Yeah.
Oh, not the Mavericks. I hate to hear that, but I was listening to them on the radio, and they were talking about
how they're doing really good. They're a good team.
How hot they were. So that's good. At least we have somebody. I thought since the Astros were being so bad, but now the Astros may have. You think they come back? You think they're going to come back?
The first four games weren't blowouts.
No.
So like they literally lost.
It's like they gave up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just don't have the regimen of coming back. Like they have to get. The only way they can win is if they win 10-0. They can't just score three. Like, oh, we can hold the lead for three. Like, no, you can't.
But that first game was so discouraging. I had to turn it off because it was getting me so mad. Because they acted like they were little leaguers. When Pena picked up the ball and threw it like a, and the pitcher threw it like a girl over to the first baseman and over his head.
But it's a nice little reward though to get a no hitter. Like that's always fun. I always love watching those kind of games.
I've got to go back and watch that. I think Fubo, you can go back and watch games, can't you? Why would you want to watch a game?
I watched it illegally, so I don't know.
How'd you watch it illegally?
You gotta find your ways.
What?
If you look, I mean, just
are you tying up to cable across the neighbor's fence?
I'm always resourceful, and I never talk about my sources.
Is somebody? Are you getting it from somebody else?
No, don't worry about it. Now I have Sirius Radio, which is hilarious to me because I apparently get every single baseball game on Sirius. So I can listen to any baseball game at any time.
You can.
Yeah.
Well, I got Apple TV all by myself. Nobody helped me. I did it. I figured it out. And
was it worth it?
Because
what did you want to watch?
The Astros. I was watching the first game of the Astros, and I'm trying to.
Oh, that's right. They have Apple. They were one of their games.
It was
Apple
on
TV.
Apple TV, the first one. And I'm going like, I gotta find this game. This is their first game, and I go through all this mess because I can't remember my password to Apple, my Apple ID, and so everything I was going through was. I mean, you would have been like. Just stop it, Cindy. You can't do it. It can't.
That's why I always enjoy the time I spend with my father now, because most of the time it is me trying to help him. He's like, I got this list of things like I've tried to do this week or this month, and like I can't do it. Can you help me? And I'm like, well, half of them require passwords. I don't know your password.
Now, I would think your dad would have it all written down. In a ledger, you know.
He does, but it's like he has to find the ledger. So it's like one of those funny
Richard,
things.
Richard, I understand totally. Rick, I understand.
No, I get it too. I mean, and that's why, like, that's the only thing I'm afraid of in life is losing my mind. That's the only thing I'm, like, actually afraid of.
I understand.
Like, I understand I'm okay totally. With death. I'm okay with that. But I'm more afraid of getting Alzheimer's or whatever you pronounce it, or dementia or anything like that. Because what scares me the most about it is you don't know you have it.
No.
So because you always, you know, everyone gives you a hard time where it's like, oh, you're forgetful these days. It's like, well, yeah, I forget things. But it's also like you're aware of that. But when you have those diseases, like you were not aware of it, and that's scary.
Sam would tell the kids, you know, your mom is losing it. I just don't say anything, but your mom's losing it. And they said, well, how do you know, Dad? How do you know she's losing it? He said, because she's just getting forgetful. And I went, what? She's been that way since I was 10 years old. She can't remember things. Is that she's not losing it.
Yeah.
But you do. You start forgetting things like, well, I don't even remember any of that. That's okay. Because
that's okay.
It's just I've got so many different things I have to think about now that makes it sometimes I forget.
Well, maybe we should make flashcards.
Flashcards. Flashcards. That's what I need. That would be great. That would.
Or you could just kind of do what I do, is just pretend to know, and just like, yeah, sure.
What about hearing? Hearing starts going,
and yeah.
And I think I need to go to the hearing aid place and
do it. I mean, I don't see why
not. Do a test.
Well, that's what's so creepy about technology, like today, because you know, 30 years ago, like medical technology was just there kind of to help things. Like, oh, it can help it, mm-hmm. But now it's like, oh, you can get all new ears, as if you're 20 years old again. And like the eyes, like, oh, you're eligible for this type of surgery. You can get like perfect eyes now.
Yes.
Which is awesome, but it's also kind of scary. We're like, oh, you're 70 years old, and now you can have new ears and eyes, but your body's not 20 years old, so you can't really do that much more stuff.
See, I think God had it so planned out perfect, is that your eyesight starts going so that you don't see what you really look like, and you don't want to see what you really look like.
Is that why
everyone
gets so angry when they get older?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I'm seeing my grandmother, like I told you, she's losing her eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the last time she's ever going to see me.
But you may look better to her now.
No, she's going to be completely disappointed because I have a beard. That's why she's going to be disappointed. She hates facial hair.
Oh, brother.
And I'm going to be like, I'm going to make sure this is the last time you see me is this beard. I've been
working. Oh, no, that's not right, Richard. You're so mean.
No, she didn't care. Now, I mean, she does care, but it's kind of like...
Because she'll start feeling your face, like, I can't see you, so let me feel your face. What is that? Yeah.
Well, she's not there yet. She's not feeling faces.
I know, but I mean, when she does that, she'll... facial hair, that's horrible. But she's so sharp, really. I mean, I know she's really sharp. And so...
But yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well...
I'm going to go see her. We're gonna have our little lunch together.
When?
Saturday.
Oh. I think that's so sweet.
10:30 a.m. lunch. That's when she likes to eat.
She likes to eat lunch at 10:30?
10:30.
Well, that's good because that's when McDonald's starts serving the, you know.
I guess.
Lunch.
Yeah. No, we at the cafe that's in the building. They have a little cafe, a really cool cafe.
Well, so she says, is it a high rise?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like one of those assisted living high rises. Remember I was telling you about that?
Yeah.
Where like they have all these different floors for different types of care, like memory care, and then they have like loony bin care, and then but like you can like I told you that was an ongoing joke where it was like all these people are all together, they have no idea where they're going. And they like end up in the rock. I can't imagine working there.
You know, it takes a special person to do that kind of care. I know.
I guess.
And Samantha keeps saying,
well, you know,
I'll be the one to take care of
you. And that's why I laugh because, you know, in Canada, it's like they can just kill you now. You can opt in to just, I think they just passed the new, the most recent youngest person to be eligible is 25.
To do the suicide?
They commit suicide, yeah.
I mean, they don't commit it. Somebody
assisted suicide.
Yeah, assisted suicide. Yeah. I remember when that first came out. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, I think that was the last time I read it, was the youngest one who applied and got approved was this 25-year-old.
What was the name of that doctor? Kevorkian?
Probably.
Now, if I remembered that, I'm... Okay, Andrew, is it Kevorkian? Is it Dr. Kevorkian? Was that the one, Andrew, that...
But that's what we'll do now, though. We'll just take suicide. We won't have an end of life care. We'll just say like, hey, you're either rich or we kill you.
You can't do that though. That's wrong.
I like it. I think we could. I think we can.
You think that'll be okay?
I think we can. I think you gotta have so much money. If you don't, you didn't win the race.
That's terrible.
You're gonna have to sit out.
No, you know what's bad is that my mom was like 85, and she was in this home, and the doctor said she needs the surgery, but we just can't do it because feel like she's too old.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. But I also feel like that is somewhat humane, because it's like, you know, on statistics point of view, it's like, you know, she'll probably live a better life if we didn't put her through the surgery, through the recovery, through all. Because I know a lot of folks who are older who get cancer again, they're like, I don't want to do the chemo again.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to do it. And they're like, well, if you don't do it, you don't care about your life.
Oh.
But no, like, they're like, I'm ready to go. So why would I want to go through chemo at 85?
Yeah. Just give me the drugs or the weed or whatever I need to get
like
through
not
it.
Have that much pain. And that's where those assisted suicide things started.
Well,
and that's, I don't see a problem with that at all. But it's just kind of weird, though, is once you open that door and your medical decisions, like you've known through your experience, is being decided by someone else other than a family member.
Yeah.
It's like either have a lot of money or we're just going to kill you.
Yeah. If you don't have enough money, that's can't. We're not going to. We can't take a chance on you.
Well,
because
that doesn't make sense, though. Well, it's not necessarily that abrupt or like it's not that blunt, but what's funny to me is there's certain medical things that people have to convince you of, and it might not seem like they're doing it, but it's like kind of like abortion, like, and those are always my favorite. Like, I always wish I could see like the full experience of going to like not Planned Parenthood. Like, there's Planned Parenthood and there's another place that's like completely opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And they like on the face are like, well, we don't want to tell you what to do. Here's this information that we can share with you.
Right.
But then somewhere down the line, it's like, but if you want to talk to somebody, you can talk to this person. And so it's like, it's always this, like this weird trying to convince you thing. And I always wanted to experience those things because it's always fun to me to see like what is really being said to these people, especially when it comes to drugs. Like now,
well, as a man, you can go in there and they'll take
you
to someone.
I didn't mean like
who's identifying.
I didn't mean it like
with
that
someone who thinks they're pregnant and they want to get an abortion.
But, Cindy,
so
I didn't mean that specifically. I meant more of like, why are you on three different blood pressure drugs? And like someone had to convince you of taking these things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, how do we end up here? What's
you mean
going?
Blood sugar?
Blood sugar, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're getting three different ones.
Yeah.
Do you take them all at once? What happens if you accidentally do that?
That's what I did, and I passed out. And
so you're
Sam,
back to this passing out.
Sam,
like, you're risking it.
Called, no, because I didn't think that the thing clicked when it was supposed
to
click.
Oh, you're talking about a while back.
Yeah, this is like way back. And they had to call the ambulance and because I passed out.
Yeah.
And he saved my life like three different times of...
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there's somebody
so
there
what,
that called.
So you're telling me I have
ambulance.
To do a wellness check on you every month? I'll set it. Now I'm getting disciplined with my calendar stuff. So I can write on the calendar to send a wellness check.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going out there.
Why?
Because I don't want to deal with that.
Oh. Then you really don't care if you
no,
don't.
No, I do. I'll just send out an officer and just be like, oh.
Do a wellness check. Yeah. Just go right on in. I don't care that dog's barking. Go right in.
Shoot the dog.
And no, just tell the dog, Maddie, it's okay.
Shoot the dog.
Did you hear that somebody did that the other day? They're like delivering something and they shot the dog. And the person called and said, I think the delivery guy shot my dog.
I think that's wild.
That's an
Andrew did say you're correct. Doctor, whatever the doctor name you said.
Kevorkian?
Yeah, the doctor.
That was right?
Yeah.
See, I'm not losing my memory.
I never said you were.
Well,
don't let anyone talk to you that way.
Okay.
Unless you really are losing your memory, then
no.
I'd approach it in a nice way to you. I wouldn't say, like, you're dumb.
Thanks, Fred. I appreciate that. So,
I just tell you, stop being an idiot.
You know what? I think you and Sam and Chad and Samuel, that y'all have that same type of
humor.
Humor.
That, you know, I was thinking about you the other day too. Even though we have to close the show here in a second, is I found a vest that I think you should wear, and it says special on it. And I think, like, when you go to Kroger or go on your stuff, I want to get on the back. It says special, and then on the front it'll say Cindy Cochran Show. And I think it will have different colors depending on, like, what you're feeling fashionable with. But it's going to be one of those, you know, those radiant vests that, you know, for traffic.
Could you put it on the other side? Like, was on the Johnny Carson show?
No, I would just put, ask me about being on. Cindy
ask me
Cox.
About. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But on the back, it just says special.
Special. You know, I had to run. Well, I'll tell you.
And after. you can, like, what I love about that, you can take it any other way, like, anyway.
That's right.
Like, you could be special.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. You're a special person.
I am gonna write that book called Angel. Entertaining Angels Unaware. And I, you know, there's certain people that I feel like they don't even know that they're an angel, and they
is
don't
it about
know
me
that.
That is the sweetest thing you've said to me
in a long time,
Cindy.
Well, because
so I should get a vest that says angel.
Yes, my right? Angel.
Oh, you know, I forgot to tell you. I know we're out of time. I saw midget wrestling on Saturday or Friday.
Oh, was that good? I was going to ask you about that.
It was very entertaining. It was. I would encourage people to check it out at least once. But I have been informed that it's better to go when they're doing it at a bar, not at a convention center. That's what I was told.
Because is it too commercialized?
Well, it's too family friendly. You could tell, and like you could tell they're just trying to get out.
Uh-huh.
But like I imagine. Like they do tips or something at the bar.
Oh, true.
So they're working for it. And apparently it's just more fun. And
yeah.
Because if your entertainment needs are like that, then go for it. Because I would love to see it at a bar now. Now that I saw it at the convention center, I'm like, I wonder what they do different. Because it was like they were wrestling. Like straight up jumping from the top ropes.
Jumping from the top ropes?
Oh, yeah. It was nuts.
That's so weird.
But we got to be closing. We got to be closing.
Okay. Tomorrow, Andrew, you're going to be here, Andrew. It's going to be so much fun. Andrew, do you want me to get you something to eat? Because Richard said no.
Tomorrow I'll do something to eat for sure.
You will? Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Y'all decide
I'm
what
just
you
busy
want.
Busy today till like 7 o'clock. I don't have time to eat today until I get home.
But that's my motherly duty for this group here. I'm trying to get them,
well, I've
keep
always,
them eating.
You know, I realize that about my... needs is I'm always needing a mom, so
yeah see, and
so when my mom passes away I'm gonna be like, Cindy,
yeah,
you know, is it something like you're just now my new mom,
you know, and
where are the tacos?
I'm your office mom. Your office mom. Listen, Andrew, it's gonna be fun, and so you better come up with some really good things we can talk about, and I know that you can do it. We will see you then. Dennis, thank you for listening, and Don and Chad, thank you for listening. I just have to have some at least 2 minutes to thank everybody that's listening right now. We love our listeners, and we love especially our first responders. Thank you, first responders, for being so brave and running to it instead of away from it like we do. But listen, call somebody you love, okay? All right. Love you. Bye.
Every week, people ask the same two questions. Are they ready to retire? Will their savings last for their lifetimes? Hi, this is Chris Wooten with Wooten Financial Group. Our firm has been in Montgomery County for decades, but the hopes and dreams of the people we serve never change. We help answer these two questions and many more that people have about their uncertain financial future. We have a simple introductory client experience that allows us to get to know the client and includes a few meetings for the client to kick the tires at no charge. We provide a concise, one-page summary that helps the client get a better handle on which questions are the right questions for them. To learn more about Wooten Financial Group's process in helping their clients to a clearer financial future and to see their contact information, visit Cindy Cochran Show page on irlonestar.com/TCCS. Wooten Financial Group is a proud sponsor of the Cindy Cochran Show. Wooten Financial Group is available by phone at 936-449-5952 or visit them on the web at www.wootonfinancial.com. That's www.wootonfinancial.com.
This program is sponsored by the Wooten Financial Group. It is not the intent of Wooten Financial Group to render or offer personalized investment advice or financial planning advice through this radio program or any related website. Wooten Financial Group's participation in this program is limited to providing general information on financial matters and should not be construed as financial recommendation or investment advice. Investment advisory services are offered through Game Plan Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the state of Texas. Insurance services are offered through Wooten Financial Group, Inc. Game Plan Advisors and Wooten Financial Group, Inc. are affiliated through common ownership, and neither firm is affiliated with The Cindy Cochran Show. No listener should assume that any information presented and or made available on this program serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized individual advice from Game Plan Advisors, Wooten Financial Group, or any of their representatives.
Path to the Plate.